When you love them to the moon and back, now you can go even further. There are billions of stars shining their light down upon our planet, and you can make that light your own. With International Stellar Registry, your name can last for an eternity. It's your chance to own a piece of the cosmos and write your name on the stars. For only $19.99, your name can be inscribed in our registry, and a star will be named after you. Or, if you're searching for the ultimate way to tell someone they mean the world to you, why not try a gift that's out of this world? Call the number on your screen now and name a star in the International Stellar Registry. Give yourself or someone you love the gift of the heavens.
Okay, so you are who you say you are. They told me you're an agent.
Well, they shouldn't have. I'm a consultant.
That's what they really said. I was testing you again.
Can't blame me for that. May I come in?
If you must.
Oh, I definitely must, I'm afraid.
Do I need a lawyer?
No.
Why does it feel like I need a lawyer even more when you say I don't need a lawyer?
Trust issues? I couldn't say. You are not being arrested for any crimes. For one thing, I don't have any knowledge of you committing a crime. For another, even if I did, I'm not an agent. I don't have any authority to arrest you.
So why are you here?
Does the name Ben Wilkinson mean anything to you?
I went to prom with a guy by that name.
Excellent. Then I am definitely in the right place.
You need to talk to me about Ben? I haven't seen him since high school. Oh my gosh, is he applying to work for the FBI? I mean, I know they do some background checks, but this is a little excessive, don't you think?
If that's why I was here, yes, I would consider that excessive. Look, the reason this has been so challenging is that it all happened so long ago. I had to track down a credit card purchase from the early days of the internet, which, let me tell you, was not fun. Still, it was better than trying to sort through every woman named Fiona in the USA.
I think you skipped a few steps here. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you ever seen something like this before? I got them to print one out for me.
Oh my gosh! I have seen this before, and yeah, Ben was the one who gave it to me.
Well, that's what I'm here about.
This. The Name Your Own Star certificate I got 25 years ago?
Name Your Own Star was a different company. They went out of business. I was only able to find you because International Stellar Registry is still a functioning company. Granted, they're a functioning company that thinks they're being investigated for money laundering, but why split hairs?
You lost me again.
We couldn't exactly explain to them why we were really looking at their old data.
Could you explain it to me? You were tracking me down because my prom date bought a star for me 25 years ago? That makes exactly zero sense. These things aren't even real.
You're definitely mostly right about that. Only the International Astronomical Union is allowed to name stars. And they don't do that for $19.95 plus tax. Or any price for that matter. The real name of the star is 5GEM, since it's in the Gemini constellation. Or, depending on the catalog you want to use, it's HIP-29379 or HR-2185. As far as the rest of the world is concerned, that star is definitely not named Fiona.
Right. The certificate is a fake.
No, the certificate is unofficial. The actual piece of paper is real, and therein lies the problem.
If you are trying to make sense, you are failing.
Most of these star naming companies sold the same star to a couple of hundred people. Why wouldn't they? The star name was unofficial and had no bearing on reality, so who cared? International Stellar Registry, on the other hand, was on the up and up.
Do you mean for a scam?
Precisely. This company did exactly what they said they would do. They wrote the names of the stars people bought in a registry. Then they sent out those certificates telling people where to view the star they bought, and every year or so they would file that registry with the National Library. It didn't mean anything at all, but it was precisely what was advertised on their commercials and their website.
That's good?
Let's go with legally compliant. I don't think you're going to think of it as good for any length of time.
Why?
You should probably sit down. This is a doozy.
You are an idiot.
I mean, is that really fair? I was 18.
18 and an idiot.
I bought you a star. I thought it was a nice gesture. Something different from a corsage which dies 10 minutes after you bought it.
You know what would have happened if you'd bought me a corsage? None of this. I'd be home with a bottle of wine and an amateur baking show.
Are you seriously suggesting I could have predicted this?
Literally, the only thing I'm suggesting is that you are an idiot.
Can we calm down, please?
I'm plenty calm!
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you blame me?
Ma'am, I'm just saying we have a few more miles to go. You can spend it however you choose, but it's going to be a lot more comfortable for us all if we don't worry about blame. The situation is less than ideal, but it's not catastrophic.
And just what would be ideal here?
I can't see this as a productive avenue of discussion.
No. I want to know.
If you were a humanitarian, that would be ideal. Or a scientist, or an artist, even a failed one. If you were a religious leader or a military one, that might not strike exactly the right chord, but it would be better than our present situation. Basically, if you were the kind of person who someone would say, yeah, we should name a star after her, that would be what we're looking for.
Well, screw you very much.
All right, come on. When somebody says they don't want to tell you what they think, but you ask anyway, you really can't get mad at the answer.
You're agreeing with him?
Agreeing that it's his opinion? Sure. With what he's saying? Maybe, but it's not bad either. You didn't make a dam that broke and wiped out a whole town. You're not a war criminal or a mass murderer. You don't believe the Earth is flat or some other whacked out idea. You don't, do you?
No. I mean, don't ask me any questions about the Kennedy assassination, but for the most part, I'm pretty normal.
And normal is fine. You're who you are. It's not good, it's not bad, it's neutral. It's a nice, even place to start from.
Can we lie?
What?
Lie? We lie. I'm not a famous anybody, and I didn't invent cold fusion. But we say I did.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You're only saying that because it is, in fact, a horrible idea.
Well, okay. Not cold fusion, obviously, but...
It's not the cold fusion that's the problem. I mean, saying you invented cold fusion is an absolutely terrible plan, but it's a deeper issue than that.
He's right. It sets the wrong tone.
The wrong tone?
It's... like the Vikings. They had an amazing complex society, but it took hundreds of years before that was widespread knowledge. And the reason for that was the first impression they made was sacking monasteries. It doesn't matter how advanced or benevolent you are, if the first time we meet you, you're desecrating a holy site, we don't tend to have a high opinion of you.
Vikings. You go straight to Vikings?
I'm a history professor. The point is, we don't want to start things off with a lie.
Yeah, this is a little more serious than a dating profile.
You people read my dating profile? And this is where I realized that no, you didn't. And I just admitted to lying on my dating profile.
Miss, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not sure it could matter less.
So, should I be expecting little green men?
Not little, not green. Maybe men.
So, what happens now?
We decide the fate of the planet. Good luck.
You are two. We ask to meet with one. Which is the namesake of our star?
Oh, boy. You guys are distinctive, aren't you? I'm the namesake, I suppose.
Why do you approach, other one?
I'm the one who paid for the star name. They thought you might want to meet with me.
We accept your preference. How are you named?
I'm called Ben. I mean, my name is Ben.
And you, then, are the Fiona.
Just Fiona.
But you are the Fiona we seek.
That's what they tell me. I'm not sure I understand what's going on.
Our people attach an importance to names which is greater than that of your world. We cannot know how our two worlds shall interact until we know the importance of how you have named us.
How have you named us?
We have not. Your star has been mapped and designated in relation to other stars. But it has no name in our world. We thought the same applied here, as you gave our star designations and catalog numbers. Then we found it had a name.
But that's not official. It's not recognized. People don't call your star Fiona on this world.
On our world, when a thing has many names, it is like it has none. In many of these maps, we found our star listed over and over again. Those we may discard and ignore as they are legion. But in one registry, our star had one name, Fiona. You say it is not official, but it is written.
Well, look, that doesn't have to matter, does it?
We must know of you, Fiona. Our star is named for you. Who you are must set the parameters of how we approach your planet.
That is a lot of pressure to put on a person.
Your name on our star did not come from us. The one which is named Ben. Will you speak to this?
Yeah. I bought the name in the registry as a gift. We were going to prom together, so it seemed like a nice gesture.
This prom you speak of. This is, as we understand it, a mating ritual for the younger members of your culture?
No!
I mean, I guess for some people, but not to us. We never mated. I haven't even seen him in years.
So our star was named for a failed attempt at mating?
No. Look, that was never the intention. We went as friends. I just got the star name because it felt like a nice gesture. I was telling Fiona how special she was.
We are grateful that you have shared your intention. Ben, please leave us now.
Wait, he gets to go, but I don't?
He has told us the star was named for the specialness of you. Who could tell us more about that than you could? Go now, Ben, with our thanks.
You're still an idiot.
Fiona. In your language, we will most likely be known as the Fionites. First, though, we must know what the Fionites are to your people. What does it mean to be Fiona?
I saw in a baby book one time that my name means fair or pale. Your star probably looks pale from Earth. Can we work with that, maybe?
We know of the concept of color from your writings, but we do not perceive it as you may. All stars are pale, and also none of them are to us.
Well, you're part of the Gemini constellation, and that's an official thing everyone here agrees to. It's the twins. I think their names were Casper and Bollocks. Maybe you should use them as the people you base this all on.
The stars in that constellation only appear close here on Earth. It is your perspective that makes them shapes. In reality, we have no association with the other stars. Our planet circles the star which was named for you.
Look, I don't know if it's the same in your world, but here, someone who talks about themselves sounds conceited. It's not really fair to ask me what makes me so special. I don't always see it. I'm a divorced technical writer who never had kids. That doesn't make me a bad person. But I don't want to tell you I'm amazing and come across like I have a big head.
Your head is of normal proportions, as we can see. You say you do not wish to say good things of yourself. Is it not conceited to have a star named for you?
That wasn't me. That was Ben. And he didn't even really name the star for me. At least, not the me you're seeing now. That was 25 years ago. I'm a different person now. Back then, I had...
You are no longer speaking, Fiona. Are you aware of this?
I had potential. I mean, I still have potential. I'm not dead yet. But back then, I didn't know who I was, much less who I wanted to be. I was unsure of everything. But everything was possible. Does that make sense to you?
Not fully. But it is not outside of the scope of our comprehension either.
If your star was named for me, and if that means the relationship between you and all humans is going to be based on who I am, then you need to know that I was still discovering that. I'm still discovering who I am to this day. And that's not a bad relationship, is it? A relationship with you, yours with us, it's yet to be decided. Apparently, to us, your star is a mystery we don't understand yet. But we will learn more every day. And it might not be the best thing since sliced bread, but it's not half bad. And that's good enough.
You realize that is much the same as if there were no name associated with our star.
Now that you mention it, I do. And I am really okay with that.
You have been listening to Stellar Qualifications, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. The announcer was Brianna Kubi. Fiona was Jill Wenzel. The consultant was Rick Tennant. Ben was Andrew Dell. And the Fionites were Dan Wenzel. Some music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.